It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, the world of art museums was a relatively quiet, scholarly domain of academic pursuit and aesthetic contemplation. Then, in 1970s, Thomas Hoving, director of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, came with an idea of King Tut, a blockbuster exhibition which brought a record number of visitors and plenty of revenue. And all of a sudden, a museum's success or failure started to be judged by numbers, the number of visitors and number of dollars they spent. At the beginning of the new millennium, 30 years after the King Tut extravaganza, a new craze took over the museum world. This one became known as the Bilbao effect. Frank Gehry's outstanding, visionary architecture for this museum in Bilbao, Spain, turned the sleepy provincial city into a cultural destination. The new mantra for the major museums around the world has become, if you build it, they will come. Therefore, museum trustees began hunting for winners of the prestigious Pritzker Architecture Prize, the so-called Starkitects, capable of delivering eye-catching design for their museum projects. 12 years ago, LACMA embarked on an ambitious plan to replace its mismatched museum pavilions with a grand scheme by Rem Koolhaas, who proposed an impressive one-story building under a curving glass roof. I remember debating the practicality of such a feature with LACMA's then-director Andrea Rich by asking her, "Andrea, at the end of the day, who is going to be responsible for cleaning the pigeon poop from this glass roof?" A few months later, this $300 million project was abandoned, but last week, LACMA's current director, Michael Govan, made a surprise announcement that he and his trustees are embarking on an even more ambitious project, this time costing $650 million. And again, most of the existing museum pavilions will be replaced by a single, shiny glass structure designed by a renowned Swiss architect Peter Zamthor, yet another Pritzker Prize winner. If the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art hasn't had enough trouble in recent months, here is the latest bomb, this one dropped by Frank Gehry, who announced his last-minute withdrawal from the upcoming survey of ATMOCA devoted to exploring the last 25 years of Los Angeles architecture. Mr. Gehry says that he is unhappy with the less-than-scholarly curatorial approach of the museum's guest curator, Christopher Mound, but the question is, why wait until the last minute to make such a momentous decision and thus risk the cancellation of the whole show? Going this Sunday to see the intentionally over-the-top Urs Fischer exhibition at the Geffen Contemporary, I was properly impressed by the crazy messiness of the whole enterprise, where hundreds of volunteers played with tons of raw clay. I am not in a position to give advice, but if MoCA's architectural show will be cancelled, then an extension of this Urs Fischer exhibition might be a good solution to this problem. And let me finish with one Los Angeles museum show that doesn't make headlines, but in a quiet way reveals the depth and richness of its permanent collection. I'm talking about the Norton Simons Museum current exhibition Beyond Brancusi. In one of the galleries, the interaction between iconic works by Donald Judd, Carl Andre, and Robert Morris is so smartly conceived, you swear you could hear the conversation going on between these three artists. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.